today. Car going by, right side, right after I decided to record. Oh, now the lawnmower starts up. It's not going to be perfect. Some mental irritation. A little like butterfly feeling in my stomach and chest. I think I'm a little angry about that. Kind of crazy the things we get angry about. That was an attempt to make you think about what you get angry about. Which was really an attempt by inner child ego self. Oh, the lawnmower is just sitting there in the lawn. Nobody's moving it. It's idling. There's nobody in sight. Now it's kind of cool. Now I kind of like the lawnmower. Can't let go of the dog yipping before I started recording on my left. That was irritating me. But now I'm hearing mockingbirds. This is Mockingbird Corner 1. Guess I'll have to go to Mockingbird Corner 2 today and see what's happening there too. Yeah, anyway, that was an attempt to, feels like by my inner child slash some ego complex to deflect attention from the fact that he's angry about stupid things like dogs barking and lawnmowers. Because it's not good to be angry according to his belief system. Okay, we're working to change that. Oh, nice breeze. Oh, it feels so good. Walking up a hill. Nice breeze came over the top of the hill. Here comes another car, silver truck. Ooh, another breeze. Sounds like baby birds up in that fir tree. Or pine tree, I don't know what it is, but I love the bark on those trees. Oh, they just suck me in. Reminds me of that book that Mariah Norris Hale suggested to me, Becoming an Animal, I think. Mama Cardinal just flew across the street right in front of me. Oh, if you don't think things are alive, notice how they communicate with you like a beautiful big stone or a gorgeous tree. They got some kind of gravity. Woo, getting gusty. Feels good. Here, Cardinal, up in front of me somewhere. Sound of the wind blowing through the trees. Everything is so green. So many colors of green. Feeling the weight on my feet, kind of in my lower back. Going downhill now. Old Chevrolet Blazer passing on the left. Why does it bother me? I gotta drive. Cars aren't inherently bad. Just like the nature sounds. Yeah, there you go. Sound of the air conditioning unit off to my left. Cicada off to my right. Thinking about fireflies in the night in Vermont, Sarah's backyard. Lots of fireflies here in Georgia, too. Last week or two. Oh, but I didn't see them the other night when I was out. Hope they're not gone already. But maybe I don't really care. But childhood fireflies at my grandma's house in Indianapolis. Magical. Tweet, tweet, cheep, cheep. Ooh. mockingbird. Oh, we love it. I am getting close to Mockingbird Corner here. Birds are saying hi. Hi. Oh, one just flew right by me. Swooping down in, right to left diagonally. Oh, I love this little corner. It's got like two kind of natural gardens, one on each side of the street. Just no grass, pine needles, tiger lilies. They're all out of bloom now. Actually, since I was here last, about a week ago, it got super hot. I'm defending myself. How come you haven't been here in a week? God, this whole ego thing. It's enough to drive you insane. So on the one side, lots of pine straw, some big pine trees, some nice big old rocks, the tiger lilies. There's a hibiscus I see. Some little bushes, I don't know, we've got some in our front yard, but I don't know what they are. Kind of like miniature holly or something. Evergreen, waxy. Then on the other side of the street, we've got, again, just pine straw mulch carved out of the lawn. And these three trees, I think two of them are pine trees, but they're, I guess maybe they're dead. They're always naked. And they've been cut off. And then the third one's still alive. The one at the point of the triangle. But the ones with that I guess are dead, they're really beautiful. They're just deeply, deeply asleep. They don't feel dead to me. There's some presence there still. And looks like some lavender. It's got some bees buzzing around it right now. Some little yellow flowers, some of this wild dill stuff that is growing in our yard now. Some black-eyed Susans. So there's just something magical about this little corner. Usually a lot of mockingbirds right here. See some crows flying over some days, a couple of hawks. I'm looking up at the telephone pole right now as I'm walking up the hill around the corner where I saw this mockingbird put on the most awesome show. He was so fired up about his song, he kept jumping up in the air. Yeah, I'm talking about you wherever you are. And like spinning around, like flapping up in the air, spinning around at 180 or 360 degrees, and then landing back down. And then he starts singing again, and he was even singing while he was flying. I don't know what that bird is. Wow, I have to look that one up. Kind of the size of a towhee, but didn't have the long tail and didn't have the red part, but it was a mommy and daddy. Oh, there's a lot more of them. Little black birds with white brown heads. Okay, and there's a lawnmower starting up. That's probably going to be kind of loud. Different lawnmower. So, yeah, that's what I was experiencing in my walk today.